Are we about to cross the Rubicon in both a literal and figurative sense? My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got Matt Rothschild with me as a guest co-host. You can find Matt here with me every Monday and also on his fine podcast, Wisconsin Forward, everywhere you get your podcasts, including at the Civic Media website. We're talking today about Donald Trump's attempt to now weaponize the military against those that wish to criticize him. That's the question. And we should all be extraordinarily concerned about this. In the past, every single invocation or use of the National Guard or any military to help address domestic civil unrest have had the following characteristics: either a request by a governor to do so, and or a specified geographic area and a time frame, a limiting time frame. This was part of what happened back following Brown v. Board of Education, when Southern governors refused to desegregate schools. The National Guard was brought in there, in essence, to effectuate a federal court ruling, okay? But that was for a specific purpose, limited in its scope by that specific purpose. What you see here, ladies and gentlemen, is something so far beyond that that it should strike fear in the hearts of every American of good faith, no matter who you may have cast a ballot for in November. This ain't about Democrats and Republicans. These are about basic rights and the idea that we do not want our military personnel distracted and deployed to do things that they never signed up to do. Nobody that I know that is a Marine, and I know plenty in both the Marines and National Guard, like, you know what I want to do is really bust some protesters' heads. Now, we had a great call from Kurt beforehand, raising the possibility, at least in some ways, shapes, and form, that first, we should have some faith in our good Marines. They understand their oath. But that raised the second possibility in my mind, that is Donald Trump perhaps trying to actually fracture the armed services and create a shadow army, which is a precondition, a condition precedent, a necessary but not sufficient characteristic of all dictatorships, that they seize control at least of a large portion of the military and therefore use the military to quell all political opposition in their country. Matt, your reactions to Kurt's comments?
Yeah, he's optimistic. I'm kind of pessimistic because I think Trump will find enough people in the military to salute and jump and say how high. And you know, as Jacob, our producer, points out, there are thousands who were discharged for not getting vaccinated that Trump brought back. There are a lot of Trump loyalists in the military. And so he'll have enough people who will follow the orders. I'm sure there are soldiers and Marines of high moral standing who might refuse and pay a price for that. But there will be enough in the chain of command who will follow him. And so we're in this situation where the president has taken control of the military as his own private army, as it was, and he's putting them in the streets of L.A. today.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this is what martial law is all about. And, you know, people thought, you know, this is people crying wolf when we were warning people that Trump might bring about martial law. But here we are, friends. And the response has got to be to protest nonviolently. Nonviolent protest is the moral thing to do, and it is the pragmatic thing to do, because if there are violent actors out there, Trump is going to seize on it again. So please protest, protest in support of the folks in L.A., in support of immigrants who are being horribly abused by ICE and by Trump, and protest on Saturday.
But do so legally.
And these No Kings protests, but absolutely protest nonviolently.
Protest nonviolently, protest legally, do follow law enforcement's orders. I have to say this very clearly. I understand that nonviolent civil unrest is a method of bringing about social change, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell people, listen, if you're out there protesting, please follow law enforcement's directions. If they tell you this is a no protest zone, fall back. A reporter from Australia's News 9 was hit with rubber bullets. There have been other reports of others getting sucked up into some of the altercations and clashes. Listen, Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, and the MAGA regime are gleeful at the prospect that people will engage in violent clashes with the military or with law enforcement. They want that. Don't give them what they want. Stand down. I am complying. Put your hands up. And we need to carry not just flags of Mexico, but flags of the United States. We are all patriots in this fight to save our democracy. Don't cede that territory to the MAGA regime. Gavin Newsom's office trying to push back on the idea that Marines are being, quote, deployed. They are being assembled and moved from one base to another. Deployment is different. Earlier reports used the word deployed and made that distinction. Again, those earlier reports were from ABC at my last read. Again, Newsom criticizing it as unnecessary, unwarranted, uncalled for, and unprecedented. let's go to the phones. Dale from Wausau, what you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, Megan and Matt. In L.A., in regards to the protesters, law enforcement should find out who these people are that are acting with violence and property damage, and I bet they are outside agitators and part of the 1,600 that were pardoned by Trump from the insurrection that we all know about at the U.S. Capitol. Your thoughts?
Dale, that's a scary prospect, seeding bad actors into otherwise peaceful protests to create an excuse for a military crackdown is not where I want to be as a country. God, let's hope not. I do have to say this. Anytime we're looking at military interacting with regular citizenry, it should only be in the most extreme and extraordinary circumstances. That is not what we have here. Protesting is an inalienable right of every American, and we should react accordingly. Please be peaceful. We've got a great expert guest coming up who's going to help us understand immigration law. Keep it locked. Matt and I will be back with more.